Yes. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Every single night at 9 o'clock, we do the Ding Dong Sing-Along. Some people like it. Other people hate it, but, you know.
I haven't seen anybody who hates it.
Really? Oh, you got to ask Bellio to print out some of those emails.
No, I'd prefer not to. Yeah. I don't care about those people.
That's right.
They just tune out for 2 minutes and then we're done.
Or go for, you know, find another station, you know. I dare you. I'm like the Mark Theis of radio.
The what?
Where I say go apply with another station and then come back and apply with us. I think we'll give you the better deal.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're confident enough. You can go somewhere else and try it.
Sure.
Just understand.
Yeah,
we're just
around.
Taking a moment just to be happy.
Yeah, we're having some fun here.
We're just trying to be happy.
Yeah,
That's all.
Don't get down on us.
Yeah.
Right? Bellio loves this. And we're doing it for Bellio. Right?
Are we?
Yeah.
All right, I can take
Everybody
that.
Everybody else hates it. But Bellio loves it, so we're going to throw her a bone because she's been in a professional a long time. She wants to be a kept woman. And
I do.
Nobody's come up with the bucks.
So this one is this what? Song?
Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Yeah.
You know, who wrote it was Ashford and Simpson. Remember who they did
yes.
Solid as a Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Solid as a Rock.
Yeah, she apparently...
What this love is.
She apparently met him in New York when he was like all but homeless. And they had kind of gotten together and did some writing together. And he was still struggling. And he was about ready to just leave New York and forget about it.
Wow.
And he was walking down the street. Apparently, he kind of looked at the buildings and how they were shaped and kind of thought, well, they kind of look like mountains. And it just kind of went from there. And they wrote that song.
Is that right?
Yeah. And initially, it was supposed to be just a Tammy Terrell song.
Oh,
and then,
I see.
And then they decided to kind of bring in Marvin for it. And they recorded it in 66. And it didn't go that high, actually. It only got to, like, number 19 on the Billboard. Diana Ross's version ended up hitting number one, but their version only got to 19. And about a year later, they were touring together, and she collapsed on stage. Tammy Terrell did.
Really?
And that's when she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, which eventually killed her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember when Marvin Gaye died, when he was killed. That it was so depressing.
Oh, right when he was coming back, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
His dad wiped him out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Marvin got into a little bit of the drug scene.
Mm, well, still, I don't think dad should kill their kids.
No.
Yeah.
It's going to go on record. But, all right, it's Ain't No Mountain High Enough, right?
Yes.
Angel, you got the lyrics in front of you?
Got them.
You ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Russ, you ready? Here we go. Oh, this is going to be a good one, Bellio. I can smell it.
Can you?
Listen, baby.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. complicated song to sing.
It got a little complicated.
Yeah.
It's high on the technical delivery.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were ready for it.
We were not, I
Marvin
guess.
Likes the riff.
Yes. Well, maybe we'll do like, we'll come back with something easier tomorrow, like Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Right.
Happy birthday.
Row, 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 row your boat gently down.
Yeah,
the
right? That's easy, huh?
Ha, ha, I fooled you. I'm a submarine.
Wow.
Okay.
Learned.
Well, weird.
There she goes.
Okay.
Really?
Really? All right. Chargers training camp is open. They're a big part of Chargers and KFI or iHeartMedia. Big partners here, right? Ding dong with them.
Let's head to the NFL now. The Chargers were back on the field
yes.
in Costa Mesa yesterday. And for the first time this training camp, the Bolts strapped on the pads. Of course, that means the intensity level went up a notch as well. The team is getting adjusted to a new offense and defense this season.
You know what? I think Crozier is the only guy that can sort of empathize or sympathize with, maybe empathize with me here. But, man, there is nothing like a Sunday watching football when it's like raining outside.
Come on, man.
You know?
Snowing.
Oh, yeah, we're snowing or whatever, and you're just watching that TV set with those, you know, you got three games.
That is the one thing I miss about the East Coast because the games start at 1-4 there as opposed to 10-1.
Yeah, I don't like the 10 o'clock start.
Yeah, no, it's a little too early for me.
Way too early.
And that's the big slate of games, too.
Oh, I know. Those are the East Coast games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So the East Coast was great for football on Sundays, man. Especially during the winter, like you say, when it's cold and snowy.
Right. But, you know, growing up in L.A., it was depressing because you had the 10 a.m. game. And then the second game started at 1:00, and by 4:00, it's as soon as that game's over, homework, you know, get ready, you know, dinner, and then bed because you got school tomorrow.
Agreed.
Oh,
those were tough
nightmare.
Nights. Sundays were tough nights,
especially in Colorado. I imagine it got dark pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you know, it's like at 5:00 sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes,
you know, the last game's over at 4:00, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can't play outside because it's cold and there's nothing to do. It sucks.
And you remember always hearing that second slate game was always Pat Summerall and John Madden.
Yes.
And towards the end of the game, living on the East Coast, what would he always say? It's coming up next is 60 minutes after this.
It's the worst. But now we've got that Sunday night football, which has changed my life.
That helps. Absolutely.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it's always
man.
A good game.
It's always a great game.
Yeah.
You know, they always have like a top-notch, two teams that play each other, like either in conference or, but it's always great to watch Monday night football. And people really get up for it, especially if it's in New York or Washington.
Yeah.
You know, where there's like a big energy about that game.
That's a little tough because once they started bringing the Sunday games, I started sacrificing some of the higher profile games, pillaging them from Monday night football. So sometimes now on Monday night, you don't get that really good matchup, but you do get it on Sunday now.
Right.
So it's interesting how they do that a little bit.
But it's good for those teams to get that exposure.
Oh, yeah.
Television.
But the one drawback, look, I love the DVR as much as anybody else. But before the DVR, you had to sit there and watch the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you couldn't leave to go to the bathroom. Something might happen, you know, and especially with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, your emotions are much more invested.
Oh, yeah.
And when they go to commercial, like, no!
I know.
Like DVR, you can just... Bleep.
I know, you just pause it, and, you know, you go have a sandwich, you come back or whatever. But I don't like to be on... I don't like to be behind in an important game. I like to be right, you know, right on top of it. If I'm behind
in real
like
time.
In like 2 minutes, I feel like someone's going to call me and go, oh, can you believe the Bears lost in the last second? I'm like, oh, dude, I'm not there yet.
I like to start the game about an hour in on the DVR. That way I can just blow past the commercials and I put my phone away so I don't get anything from anybody. People know how I am about my Cowboys. And they're a late game team always.
I remember the Rams were in the Super Bowl. And then the second game that came on that day was New England versus whoever New England played, right? The AFC. I remember who they played.
Oh, the championships, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, literally, like, an hour left in the game, my wife walks in and goes, hey, is Kelly coming over for the Super Bowl? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, well, she's going to be, she's going to be the only New England fan here.
No!
I'm like, New England's not in it. The game's not over. And she goes, if New England wins. I'm like, oh, no.
I did that to John, too.
No!
Yeah, he was...
On an important game? A big game?
maybe on that one.
Oh, is that right?
Because he's in there watching, and I'm like on Twitter, and I came out and said something, and I go, no, I don't know. And he goes, then why would you say that?
Like, just turn the TV off and go to your room.
Exactly.
That is so great. That is awesome.
I didn't mean to.
Right. But you, and you can't back out of it.
No.
Right. It's like, well, but you said something like, oh, I don't even know what the game's on.
Exactly.
And you get all defensive.
Who's playing? Like, is this
his,
football?
All of a sudden, it's his fault. Like, why would you even say that to me?
Gaslighting.
I don't even know the game's on.
I don't even like basketball.
Yeah, I'm going into our room, John. And then done. And then quiet night, right?
Yes, yes.
Sit there eating dinner and not talking to each other. Because right? You blew it, Belio.
I blew it.
Well, you learned a lesson, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. And what the lesson was?
I'm not sure.
Leave the house during Sunday.
I guess you didn't. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Croce.
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
About that bass. Let's crank this up. This is a great song.
I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No trouble. I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No trouble.
I'm all about that bass.
About that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two. But I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys shake.
All the right junk in all the right places.
I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, I love it. Great song. Big dog.
I saw her perform right here in the iHeart Theater next door to us a couple years ago with my daughter. She was releasing her latest album.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Very entertaining. She's pretty adorable, actually. She had I think they had gotten married at that point. Her husband was one of the twin kids on those Spy Kid movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? There was, I didn't see this performance. I'm not going to say which artist because, you know, iHeart will probably, you know, drive them crazy. But there was an artist over at our little theater here. Who was having problems with her microphone on the first song. So she went backstage to tell the guy there's problems with the microphone, and she lit him up with the F word.
Was that when the mic worked?
And the mic
so you
worked.
Heard it?
The mic was on, and all the kids, you know, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, like,
yeesh.
What's going on backstage? Like, this effing mic and these effing people and these effing kids. And,
well, woo. I can't wait till we get to the bottom of the hour, because you can tell me who that was.
I can say who it was, I guess. I don't know. I probably shouldn't, right? Because it's probably a big iHeart thing. I don't know.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Get in trouble?
Chicken.
Dump it.
Maybe.
All right. Hidden charges on your food delivery. You know, a lot of people think, wow, those food delivery charges are like, you know, $2. They'll bring you a whole meal over. There's more to it than meets the eye, right? Or the mouth.
Ordering from your favorite restaurant has become more popular and a whole lot easier
it's
than
Colleen
ever
Williams.
Thanks to food delivery apps. But the iTeam has discovered sometimes you're paying a markup for that delivery.
Uh-oh.
Our consumer investigator Randy Mack talked to one lawmaker who is fed up and fighting for change.
I love this guy, Randy Mack. He's been on with us before.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Mack, that guy's a stud.
Lunch and dinner from your favorite restaurants delivered right to your doorstep.
Yeah, it is really convenient, huh?
Some of those meals are costing you more than you might realize. The iTeam ordered in food using the apps DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates.
Okay, all three of them we use here. Let's find out which is the best.
As we all know by now, you can expect to pay some delivery and service fees.
Right.
But the iTeam found even more added costs.
Uh-oh.
A markup on the food. That's right. The menu prices are higher than what you pay at the restaurant.
Oh, yep. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, that's horrible.
Take a look. We paid $14.50 for this salad through DoorDash. The restaurant price is $13.95.
Wait a minute. It's only 50 cents more?
We paid $14.50 for this salad through DoorDash.
Okay, $14.50.
The restaurant price is $13.95.
It's 55 cents. We're doing a whole piece on 55 cents.
A popular chicken sandwich ordered through Uber Eats cost us just over $6, $1.40 more than the restaurant price.
Yeah, that's a little.
Okay, I get that.
On Postmates for a cheese pizza, we paid $1.60 more than in the restaurant.
Oh, now that's highway robbery.
We found markups on dozens of menu items at various restaurants, from tacos to sandwiches to burgers and shakes. So who's getting the markup?
Yeah.
Good question, says Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez.
There were definitely some shenanigans going on.
Gonzalez says restaurants have reported some funny business to her, saying the apps have pocketed money on some deliveries that should have gone to them.
Yeah, but that makes sense, right? I mean, you always look at that delivery news, $2 to deliver from Studio City to Burbank. I'm like, how do those guys make any money? Well, here's how they're making money. They're charging more for the food. The restaurant kicks in some money as well. And so they're not just making the $2.20.
She says delivery drivers have complained to her, too, saying the apps have banked some of their tips.
You remember early on when people delivering food that I think it was David Goldstein that did this piece where some of the drivers would just, you know, stick their paw into your bag and take some fries.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
We've seen, them steal tips from their own drivers and say, oh, no, this was, you know, a payback.
So Gonzalez introduced legislation that would require apps to fully disclose who's getting paid what.
Okay.
From menu item markups to tips to service and delivery fees.
Wow, they love that sound effect over there. Huh?
From menu item markups to tips to service.
Whole thing is that. It's like watching it, you know, going to a circus and the lion tamer is doing the piece. God
One
almighty.
Of those Teppan Grill restaurants.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's like living up at Benihana's doing the piece from Benihana's.
Waiting for the fish, the yes. shrimp to start flying.
To service and delivery fees. They'd also have to disclose how much commission they're charging the restaurant.
What we're trying to do is clear all of that up and say, hey, apps, you're going to have to operate like a legitimate business here. It's going to be very clear what you're charging to who and who.
And who what?
That money.
So how do the apps feel about this?
I don't know.
DoorDash told the I-team the proposed legislation is well-intended, but it interferes with private contracts. It also said all tips go to its drivers. And the restaurants set the menu prices on its platform, although restaurants pay them a commission. Uber Eats also said restaurants set the prices and pay a commission, but it didn't comment on the proposed legislation. Postmates didn't respond to any
of that. Yeah, they must be making. There's got to be a way they're making money, right? They're not making money on 80-cent deliveries. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Michael Crozier.
There's no place I'd rather be.
KFI AM 640, Conway Show. Who sings this?
Rufus Du Sol.
I like that song. There's no place I'd rather be.
Oh, you actually do know the words.
Yeah. Big Rufus fan. From way back. Way back.
Love it.
All right, Carmelo Anthony is going to be playing for the Lakers.
That's kind of big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, where do the Lakers get all this money? I guess he's not going to be that expensive, right?
I mean, don't know. I don't know what the money is on that.
1 year deal?
1 year deal, I'd say probably six, maybe, right?
Maybe even less than that. I don't even know.
Really?
It could be maybe $2 million.
Maybe he's just looking for a ring, right? Before it calls it.
Yeah, he
wants
does not have a ring.
That chip.
He does not have one?
That is true.
He does not.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. By the way, it's important that you get a ring, right? I mean, what's his name that used to play for UCLA, then he played for Indiana, Miller?
Reggie
Miller.
Yep.
I think Reggie Miller, if you would ask him, and everybody in basketball loves that guy.
Yeah,
right?
He's sweet.
Outstanding guy. Great commentator. Great dad. Great everything. Just a really, a super guy. And if you were to probably ask him, what is the one big regret you had in your career? It's that he didn't win that final game.
I think for any athlete, if you don't win the big one.
Right. If you don't,
it's hard to leave the sport.
Right. If you don't have a championship, it's very difficult for people to talk about you on the same level as guys who have five or six.
No, that's absolutely why a lot of people want to, play with teams like Lakers is to get that ring. And it's not about the money at this. He certainly doesn't need the money.
Right.
But like Charles Barkley, how he still doesn't have, he never got a ring.
Barkley never got one?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Closest was Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah, the closest was Phoenix, right?
And then you get people leaving teams like Luke Robitaille left the Kings to go get a championship. I think he went with Detroit. And so did Rob Blake. He went and played, I believe, with Colorado to win his championship. Right, to get, because those guys wanted to hold that Stanley Cup at the end of the season.
But Crozier and I were talking about this earlier. It doesn't always work when you think you bring in all these big names.
Oh, I know.
Like when they had Kobe and Shaq and they brought in Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
Right.
there's not enough balls to go around. You know, everybody wants the ball. But and the thing with Carmelo is he does not play defense. That is a pure shooter.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get any. And he's coming off of injuries. That's what ended his career with the Knicks.
All right. Well, let's find out what
his
deal is.
His previous year, by the way, when he played for Portland last year, that was a $2.5 million deal.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's year. Cheap.
Yeah.
You know, for that kind of star, you know, star talent. I mean, that's a big quality pull for $2.5 million. Wow.
We have breaking news going on.
Where's the crank?
Adrian Wojnarowski reporting Carmelo Anthony is on his way back to, I'm sorry, he's on his way to, back to being reunited with his friend LeBron James, going to the LA Lakers.
Wow, that's huge.
Ooh.
And we've been hearing about this for a while. These guys met when they were in high school. They played a huge game against each other when they were opponents. And there's a great piece that Howard Beck, our friend at Sports Illustrated, wrote, talking about them sitting in a stairwell in a hallway at the hotel the night before the game and just becoming friends, basically. Two guys who were in similar situations in high school who could know what that pressure was like to have the eyes of the whole country on them when they were so young.
And I think Carmelo Anthony won that game. Wasn't that the one where LeBron James had a shot to win that game at the end and didn't hit the buzzer beater?
They have been incredibly close ever since. We have been waiting for the time when Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James play basketball together in the NBA. And we have it now. Carmelo Anthony is going to the LA Lakers. What do you make of that, Berg?
Reunited and it feels so good. I tried to tell people yesterday, Rachel, when producer Steve was saying we had to leave out, I couldn't have a chance to redeem myself when Zach Lowe and Ramona and Matt Barnes was disagreeing with me about the big three of the Lakers and the big three of the Nets and who was going to have the better impact. And all of a sudden, guess what? Like them old people used to tell me, my grandmother, boy, don't you touch that stove, it's hot. And then all of a sudden, I had to learn on my own not to go touch the stove because I went and touched it anyway. All of a sudden, you got to go get the aloe vera plants because you got a burn mark on your hand because I told y'all so. Look, what Rob Pelinka did yesterday, all he did, Rachel, was set the temperature.
By the way, that guy is got to be worth his weight in gold, Pelinka, to get all those to get all those guys on one team.
Yeah.
With very little, you know, cap room.
Salary cap.
Wow.
Huge. All he did, Rachel, was set the temperature. He set the temperature. He set the temperature by going sign Trevor.
Was he with the was Pelinka with the Lakers when you were there? Probably not, right?
He was Kobe's agent.
Oh, he was?
And best friend. Yeah.
Ah.
He set the temperature by going sign Trevor Ariza, Kent Bazemore, Wayne Ellington, and all of those guys. And now all of a sudden he had the cake ready to bake and he went put it in the oven.
A lot of stove references with this guy, right? Don't touch the stove, it'll burn you. The cake's ready, put it in the oven.
Bake and he went put it in the oven by sealing the deal and going to get Carmelo Anthony. The mission is complete along with Dwight Howard.
And the teapot's on, it's teapots whistling. And the burner's getting hot, and the popcorn's popping.
Book it. The Lakers are on their track, back on track. You go ahead, Zach. Say what you got to say. Go ahead. Do what you do.
I think you lost Zach at aloe vera, but continue.
Look, I have no idea what just happened, except I'm kind of hungry now, but I don't know what all that was. Look, this is
the truth.
What all that was. Look.
The machine gun.
What all that was. Look, this is
the truth. The man was speaking the truth. Continue.
What a team, though. They've got to be now with Carmelo or Anthony, they've got to be a favorite or the favorite to win it. I mean, look at the bench. I mean, it's it's like an all-star team, the Lakers. Wow. Man, if you're a season seat holder, you can sell those seats for probably double what you paid for them.
Yeah.
You know, you just put them on a credit card and then give them to a ticket broker and you could get double.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Now I'm interested in watching it, right? With these new guys.
I am too.
Right? That's kind of cool. That's probably why they did it, to get Bellio and I on board.
We get that a lot.
That's right. Exactly. All right, we're live on KFI. We'll check in with George Norrie next, but first more now with Michael Crozier. Over the week, the average homeowner receives 12 different offers on their property. And that's what you want, is a bidding war on your property. And let Sunday show you how to do this, right? They can also give you a $10,000 cash advance when you sell with Sunday. And it's great. Zero fees when you sell. The price they give you is the price you get. Very experienced. You're going to have peace of mind knowing you partnered with California's most trusted home buyers. And they've been on everything. CNN, Business Insider, CNBC. Five-star reviews everywhere you look. So call Sunday and start that bidding war. 800-25-OFFER. 800-25-OFFER. A free no-obligation cash offer. 800-25-OFFER or Sunday.com. SUNDAE.com.
Let's check the 60 freeway.
It's a work zone in Ontario. This is along the eastbound side, Euclid to Grove, with the three left lanes off limits until 5 in the morning, delays away from Mountain. Another work zone served up in the Long Beach area, 405 southbound at the 710 south. Those connectors are off limits. Caltrans is on the scene. We're seeing a backup getting away from just about Alameda. Pretty dense there. And the 15 southbound remains off limits in Victorville. This is due to police activity. This is just past Stoddard Wells. Traffic's backing up from Dale Evans. They'll divert you off the freeway. Use the 18 to reconnect. KFI in the Sky helps get you there faster. I'm Angel Martinez.
This report is sponsored by the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority. Attention I-10 freeway drivers. Freeway and ramp closures are coming up for the I-10 Express Lanes project. Don't get stuck. For dates and detours, visit gosbcta.com. That's gosbcta.com for more information on the I-10 Express Lanes project.
Murder in Illinois is the new true crime podcast that attempts to answer the question, who really killed the Vaughn family? In 2007, Chris Vaughn's wife and three children were found murdered in their SUV. Chris was arrested and convicted, though he claims to have no memory of the events.
Both the prosecution's theory and the defense's theory are incorrect. That's not how it happened.
So how did it happen, Lauren?
Listen to Murder in Illinois on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Wendy Walsh. It's summertime and the beaches are breezy. But wait, do you still have those embarrassing blue varicose veins on your legs? Don't worry. West Medical can erase them fast with their minimally invasive varicose vein solutions. Varicose veins can't heal on their own. Call the vein experts at 1-800-WESTMED for a free same-day phone consult. Treatments covered by most PPO insurance. Call 1-800-WESTMED or visit westmedical.com.
I feel incredible because I called 1-800-WESTMEDICAL.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
For many men, divorce brings a bewildering sense of loss. You feel adrift, isolated, like you're the only person in the world. But the good news is, you're not alone. Cordell and Cordell is here to help. For more than 30 years, Cordell and Cordell has been there to guide men through all aspects of divorce. And we'll be there for you.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell and Cordell's California area attorneys. 1455 Frazee Road, Suite 500, San Diego, California, 92108. CordellCordell.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We all have wished at one time or another if we could just do two things at the same time. Well, if you're about to refinance or purchase a new home, here are two things you should absolutely do at the same time. Apply with at least two lenders. Mark Tice here from HMS Capital. Having two loans processed at the same time accomplishes a couple of important things. First, it maintains continuing competition for you, the customer, right up to the finish line. This results in a lower interest rate that saves you money. Second, it improves your chances of a successful transaction by eliminating the dependence on a single lender. HMS Capital requires no advance fees to apply, there's no appraisal fee, and no credit fee. With our razor-sharp interest rates, we are completely confident that no matter how many lenders you apply with, we will win your business. So call HMS Capital today and let us show you how doing two things at once really can save you money. Call HMS Capital at 833-255-5698. 833-255-5698. That's 833-255-5698. Or go to HMSCapital.com.
HMS Capital Funding is a DBA of Golden Empire Inc. MNLS ID number 2427. HMS Capital is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. License number 4130360. Equal housing lender.
833-255-5698.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE.
Contractor license number 399170.
Get ready to party!
Win your way to our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, September 17th and 18th in Las Vegas. And win $1,000. You'll see
Billie Eilish,
Cheap Trick,
Coldplay,
Dua Lipa,
Florida Georgia Line,
J. Cole,
Journey,
Khalid,
Lil Baby,
Maroon 5,
Nelly,
Sam Hunt,
Weezer, a special guest performance by Phineas,
and more on the T-Mobile Arena stage in Las Vegas. Listen every weekday to win your way there and win $1,000.
There's a baby crying in front of us, and the baby is looking straight at me, right? Screaming. And I flip that baby off. And my wife's like, what's going on with you? I'm like, that baby's been screaming for 20 minutes. He had no idea what that finger meant.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
But it felt good to me.
Weeknights at 6 on KFI.
KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. George Norrie is coming up next. George, what are you working on tonight, bub?
Did you really do that to a baby?
I did. 100%. Yeah. Give him the bird.
Tonight, we're going to talk about the 59th anniversary of the death of Marilyn Monroe, and then later on, it's Psychic Night on Coast to Coast.
Ooh, I'll be there for sure.
Okay, my friend.
All right, there he goes, George Norrie. Wait, play that promo again, Russ. I want to hear what, because I was working on the show. I wasn't. Look at that.
Focusing on the on-air product coming up in the moment.
I don't get 8 minutes off like you guys. I'm working. There's a baby crying in front of us, and the baby is looking straight at me, right? Screaming. And I flip that baby off. And my wife's like, what's going on with you? I'm like, that baby's been screaming for 20 minutes. He had no idea what that finger meant.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
But it felt good to me.
Weeknights at 6 on KFI.
True story. Gave that little kid the bird.
Are you one of those, because for me, and I told Jennifer this early on in a relationship, for some reason, whenever I'm out and about, babies and animals, mostly dogs, just are magnets to me for some reason. They just like, they just stare at me.
Really?
Yeah. Like in restaurants, babies will like, they'll climb up on the, up on the bench seat and just.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they'll just stare at me. Airplanes. Wow. It's just the weird, and I want to flip them off so much.
Yeah. I get it with, with kids. I always seem to be sitting next to the crying kid. Like if
the crying kid.
Yeah. If there's a, like we're all waiting in the terminal to board the flight.
Yeah.
And there's a crying baby. I'm like, oh, okay. 3B right next to me. Always
never
sits
fails.
Right next to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of bad luck, but I just get that uncomfortable because they just stare. Say nothing, do nothing, just stare.
But I thought of a business, and Bellio is not run with it, so I don't think she thinks it's a great idea. Huh? But it's a business where it's a little cellophane packet, and you put two earplugs in it. And on the cellophane, you know, they're pre-printed.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, I'm sorry, my baby Courtney has a tough time flying, but I'm giving you these earplugs just in case, you know, she does scream. And you give it to the, you know, 15 or people around you. And it goes a long way in saying, hey, look, I know that, you know, it's going to be a horrible flight for you, but I'm setting you up with these earplugs. And I think a lot of people appreciate that.
I told you it was a great idea, but all your ideas have me doing the legwork to get them going.
Right. Well, I'm the idea man. You're the process woman.
So you don't have to do any work after the idea?
I did the work. I came up with the idea. It's easy to get it done. Coming up with the idea
is
the difficult part. That's right.
I disagree with you.
No.
Because you got brilliant ideas coming in you all the time.
No. He does.
It's very difficult to come up with a good idea.
You actually
have
a lot of good ideas.
Thank you. But now you're the leg woman.
It's a lot of work.
Right. Well, how far are we?
Your part.
Right. Hey, we've gotten half of it done. One of the two of you is done completely, apparently.
That's right. Yeah, I've finished my work. Now it's
Well, when I'm done with the show, I'll work on it.
Okay. All right.
Get back to you on that.
All right, Boeing is getting a second shot here at space. How about this?
Boeing Starliner flies autonomously, but as you recall, 18 months ago, software issues derailed the first test flight. So today's launch is essentially the company's expensive do-over.
Yeah.
And its main customer is NASA, and NASA will be watching closely.
Ooh. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Now, they didn't get that right. It's 3, 2, 1, blast off. You'll go back up.
Mostly. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hang on.
And lift off.
Space is hard. So hard, it can make even the biggest aerospace company in the world feel small.
Vehicles now passing through max Q, maximum dynamic pressure.
For Boeing, that was December 2019.
And we have good indication of separation of the OFT capsule.
Minutes after separating from the rocket's second stage, Boeing Starliner flew into trouble. Its onboard engines were supposed to fire, boosting the spacecraft into orbit. That did not happen.
And we do have an off-nominal insertion reported. We have
another problem.
That means trouble.
We do have an off-nominal insertion reported. We have
another problem. Flight controllers could not communicate with Starliner. By the time they could, it was too late. Without enough fuel left to reach the International Space Station, Starliner returned to Earth.
And Starliner touches down in the desert in New Mexico.
A NASA Boeing investigation recommended 80 actions before Starliner should fly again.
We addressed
it. Wow, they had 80 problems with that before it flew again. 80. It's not like 3. 80.
We addressed every single one.
Former NASA astronaut Chris Ferguson has spent the last decade developing Boeing Starliner.
Was it humbling?
I think humbling is a good word to use. It was a good cause, at least for everyone involved in this program, to take a step back and look and see where we came up short and we needed to sort of bolster. And I think, you know, company-wide, that there was a lot of introspection.
They'll get it together. Boeing is a good company with a lot of good people, and they'll get it together. They always do, right? Ding dong with them. All right, tomorrow we're on. Wednesday is hump day. Oh, man, what a show we got planned. Bellio is going to knock your socks off tomorrow with tomorrow's program.
Hump day!
Yeah, and for the people asking, Mark Thompson is not here, was not here tonight because he has a procedure tomorrow.
Yeah, he tweeted about it.
Oh, he did? Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
He said.
Get his ass looked at.
Yeah, right. he's having to prep for a little colonoscopy.
Have you had one done?
Never, ever.
Oh, Bubbo. The night before
is it
interesting?
Is it
interesting?
You got to take some stuff.
Oh yeah,
and you got to empty out your system.
Oh yeah,
clean it out.
And if you think you can handle it, like you got a tough system, it's not going to help empty you. Think again.
Humbling.
Oh yeah, a lot of time on the can.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the whole night.
Just get a newspaper. Get a Sunday Times, man. You're going to be sitting.
It's just busy, right? I mean, it's not like painful or anything.
No,
you're
it's
just
not painful
losing
at all.
Everything.
Right. It's just okay. That it's like, man, when does this stop?
Did I have all this in me?
Right.
What are they checking for? There's nothing left.
I'm down to 8 pounds. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.